Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Jerry Smith as our guest. And we want to pick up where we left off. We were talking about applications of chemtrails, some of the more prominent purposes that they've been put to.
Right. Okay, so as I was saying, there have been thousands of intentional atmospheric releases. Initially to understand the dynamics of the upper atmosphere and then to use the upper atmosphere. And there's been a number of releases a number of projects, a number of applications that have come out of this research. One is artificial ionospheric mirrors, that is creating artificial bounce spots in the atmosphere that are that allow them to maintain specific radio channels over specific distances. One of the things they found through the release of barium is that the atmosphere is like a parfait. It's layers of cold on top of warm on top of cold on top of warm on top of cold on top of warm. And that if you've noticed on a like alto cumulus are these white puffy clouds that have big round tops and a nice flat bottom. That flat bottom is because the warm layer of moist air is sitting on a colder layer of air, which gives them the flat bottom. They have found that by releasing things like barium, the barium finds that layer line and striates out, forms a flat surface that they can then bounce radio waves off of. And so use this for surveillance and communication. This is one of the techniques for over-the-horizon radar.
They can jam signals, right? That's one of the applications of the
radar. That's another. With HARP, one of the aspects of HARP was the recognition that it could jam signals by the natural ionosphere is used to bounce radio off of. And if you know where you're blowing up the ionosphere, you know where you're putting holes in it where the bounce spots stop, and you can take out the stuff that's bouncing off those bounce spots.
So do you see global warming, maybe even the hole in the ozone layer, as something being deliberately orchestrated?
Yes and no. It's hard to get a good handle on this because the paper trail only goes so far. What I can tell you is that for more than 20 years, the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory has spent more than $200 million investigating mitigation schemes for global warming. And this goes back to the basic theory of greenhouse gases of causing global warming is that since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, humans have created gases like CO2 that go to the top of the atmosphere and work like the panes of glass in a greenhouse, allowing solar energy, solar heat in, but trapping it and preventing it from getting back out again. And in 1979, famed physicist Freeman Dyson suggested that if that really were what was going on, this would be easy to mitigate. Simply make the greenhouse shinier so that it reflects more sunlight back into space so that less heat gets in the first place.
Right.
And so this is the primary of mitigation schemes is to come up with ways to bounce sunlight back. And Lawrence Livermore has crunched the numbers on literally dozens of these schemes. Some of them are absolutely ludicrous. My favorite, I mean, every time I think of this thing, I just feel like dying laughing. And Lawrence Livermore spent millions of dollars to research this and proposed it seriously in a closed-door meeting to the President of the United States a couple of years back. And this was building a fleet of robot sailboats that would sail back and forth across the world's oceans outside of normal shipping lanes, run by computers and powered by solar collectors, and have on board solar-powered fog generators that would make vast billowing clouds of fog behind them, turning the world's oceans into a giant mirror to reflect sunlight back. I hear the
very interesting. Yeah, we got another break again. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey guys, we're back again. Truth Hurts Radio. With your host Charlie Giuliani. We got Jerry Smith here with us, talking about weather modification. Jerry, I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with the, I think it was 1963, the Iron Mountain Report?
Yes, indeed.
What they proposed there, of course, was, you know, environmental disruptions, pollution of the environment, and this could be used as a catalyst to get people behind a global government agenda. This is what I see behind all of this stuff, even 9/11. And, you know, the proposed replacement, I guess he is going to be the replacement now for Blair, this Brown guy, he was quoted a few weeks back as stating that, Prime Minister, he wants to combat global warming to bring about a new world order.
Exactly.
He actually came out and said,
exactly.
You know, so
let me pick up where we were and you'll see how
sure,
this
yeah.
Attaches to that.
Right.
The Lawrence Livermore main proposal is to put up chemtrails. This was the point on this, on presenting this to the world, was taken by Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb. He presented it to several international symposia and wrote an article on it for Dow Jones, the Wall Street Journal, in which he proposed putting up a sunscreen to save the earth. And the proposal is basically injecting shiny dust, mostly aluminum and barium, into the top of the atmosphere to increase the Earth's albedo, which is the measure of how much sunlight is reflected back into space.
Right.
Now, a number of scientific bodies have examined this proposal, and many of them have said, yeah, you know, gee, we could do that. That might work. These are bodies like SRI, Stanford Research Institute. A number of other more environmentally savvy organizations have looked at it and said, wait a minute, there's a problem here. If you inject that dust too low in the atmosphere, instead of mitigating global warming, you exacerbate it. It will trap in more heat rather than prevent heat from getting in. So there's a definite possibility that they have, in their ignorance and arrogance, gone forward with this mitigation scheme covertly, thinking that at some point the world is going to come on board with it. And it may very well be that they have sold it to the world leaders as being a mitigation scheme to save us from certain doom, when in fact they are actually intentionally exacerbating global warming so as to give them the political clout necessary to create a global government with real teeth.
You know, they have to be absolute psychopaths, because this is going to come back on their own heads. They're polluting their own world that they inhabit.
Exactly, but you know,
polluting and destroying and
you know, no teenager ever thinks he's going to get busted. No teenager ever thinks that if he jumps off the bridge, he's going to get hurt. And we have that same sort of teenager ignorance and attitude, ignorance and attitude going on with the scientific and military community. They think they're so smart that they have figured it all out, and that there's never a problem. And then there are those unexpecteds, and they never expect the unexpecteds.
Childlike, spoiled brat minds and adult bodies, I think, is what we're dealing with.
Yes, absolutely.
Unbelievable. These are the people that run your world, folks. And it's so astonishing, the degree of total ignorance in the general public. I mean, there are still so many people, most people, that think you're crazy when you talk about weather modification. But like you said, this goes back to the 1880s, for crying out loud.
Right, and there's a reason for that. The United States does not have a completely free press. It has a press whose primary purpose is to infotain, is to give out everything that's possible to keep people reading, so as to see the commercials. And the media is very strong on wild, crazy attention getters that do not disestablish the establishment, that do not upset the status quo. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, there was Operation Popeye. Operation Popeye, United States government, was caught using weather as a weapon during the Vietnam War. That led to the United Nations treaty barring the world's military from using weather or creating earthquakes or setting off volcanoes as a weapon. That UN treaty is called the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques. Prior to the U.S. being signatory to that, we were spending between $40 and $140 million a year. We had over 700 degreed scientists working on environmental modification techniques. And then we signed the treaty, and the federal budget went to zero, and those jobs vanished. Now, I don't believe that Uncle Sam said, oh, well, can't do that anymore.
But yeah, it went underground.
It went underground. It went dark. It went black. It went covert. And
right.
And continued operation right up to present time. Now, one of the ways that they keep
it's like the CIA with MK Ultra. They're still doing that stuff. It's just being done more covertly now.
Exactly, under different names,
yeah,
and different funding sources. You mentioned Area 51. Area 51 is a classic example of this, in that the U.S. discovered they could no longer keep it secret, but they still don't want people thinking it's real. So what did they do? You remember the movie Independence Day, ID4?
Oh, yeah.
The U.S. Air Force dumped $2 million into the production of Independence Day. Now, you might say, oh, well, it's just they're just trying to recruit people into being flyboys. No, Will Smith's character is a Marine fighter pilot. Why would the Air Force be recruiting for the Marines? It was because the film takes place at Area 51, and they wanted people to think Area 51 equals science fiction. So,
did you know
So they pumped a lot of money into this movie about Area 51 so that people would think, oh, that's just science fiction. And this is what's been happening with weather modification, is they make movies like Storm Tracker and The Day After Tomorrow that lead you into believing that weather modification is science fiction, which means that they can hide what they're doing with it. And again, the Mother Nature gives great credible deniability. And one of the brilliances of using weather as a weapon is you can do secret warfare. And you don't want the general populace thinking there might be a secret war going on, because they might actually be in the crosshairs of it.
Right. Did you know that movie, by the way, Independence Day? There's a scene in there where the camera pans on a laptop screen for a split second, and you see a timer ticking down for a bomb that's ready to go off, and it actually reads 9 hours, 11 minutes, and 01 seconds. I think that's pretty interesting.
Mm.
What are the chances of that being...
Yeah, there were a lot of these strange 9/11 things. There were at least two rock albums, or one rock album and one reggae album that came out a year or two before 9/11 with covers that depicted jet aircraft flying into the Twin Towers.
The Coup was one of them from California.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the buildings exploding in the background, and one of the band members is holding a remote control device that says Covert Inc. on it. Oh, jeez. You got to be kidding me. Well, I'm sure you heard about that Fox series. It was a spinoff of The X-Files. Lone Gunman.
Right, right. They got canceled by doing a show about 9/11.
Yeah. The scenario was the government was going to hijack an aircraft using remote control and slam it into the World Trade Center and use it as an excuse to invade the Middle East and steal their oil. I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
And they shot it, but before it could air, it happened.
Yeah. It was 6 months before the attacks. Anyway, that's getting off the weather thing here. But, you know, it all ties in eventually. I wanted to ask you, what year exactly, I know it was the early 90s, when HAARP got its kickoff, when it was completed and actually up and running?
Well, there's multiple answers to that question. First of all, there's a great deal of debate as to what actually started HAARP, when HAARP started, who invented it, who funded it, etc. This is one of the things that leads anybody researching it to immediately recognize there has to be some sort of a cover-up in progress, because there are half a dozen different people and agencies claiming to have started it.
ARCO is one.
Right. Dr. Bernard Eastland says that he was hired by ARCO and worked for a wholly owned subsidiary, APTI, Advanced Power Technologies Incorporated, to come up with some scheme to sell natural gas on the North Slope. And he thought, well, if we have all this gas, we could use it to run turbines, and if we have turbines, then we have a lot of electricity. And the big thing right now is Star Wars. If we could run the electricity into antennas, we could generate radio waves that would blow up the top of the atmosphere, that is, create a plasma that would go out into space, and it would go out until it hits the magnetic lines of force and then spread out, forming a shield, and that's Star Wars. And that's what HAARP does. HAARP, of course, says we have nothing whatsoever to do with Dr. Bernard Eastland and his Star Wars patents. That's not us. That's not what we're doing, except that whatever company owns those patents automatically gets the contract to build HAARP, which is prima facie evidence that HAARP is using a unique patented ability, and only those patents can be used to make it happen, and those patents are for a ground-based Star Wars weapon system. Now the build out has changed hands, and they started building it around 1990. They got the developmental prototype up and working around 1995. This was 48 towers, each with a pair of cross dipole antennas at the top of the tower. That gave it an effective radiated power of 960,000 watts. They finished the build up in March of last year, and now have an effective radiated power of 3.6 million watts.
Oh, boy, what do they got planned for us next? Stick with us, folks. Be right back after the break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And our guest today is Jerry Smith. Talking about weather modification technology and its sinister applications. How disgusting, you know, this technology could be used to benefit mankind, but folks, they're using it to rape and pillage us, basically. The reason I asked, Jerry, before the break, you know, roughly when HAARP started, and I guess it's hard to get a handle on that, but it seems to correlate with, you know, a very unprecedented, very unusual change in weather patterns that seem to have arisen about that time, the early to mid-90s. You know, Hurricane Andrew, the Midwest floods, droughts, and all, just around the world.
Well,
wouldn't
there's
you say?
There's a number of date coincidences here. It really starts around the 1980s, in that with the 1980s, we had the development of the high-bypass turbofan, and a resumption of global warming. The world had been getting warmer from about 05 to about 1940, and then it got cooler, and it was cooler from about 1940 to the late 70s. And indeed, the early 70s were filled with talk about global cooling rather than global warming. One of the pieces of this is that, you know, we are currently in what is called an interglacial warming period, in that we have ice ages. And these ice ages last for somewhere between 100 and 300,000 years, and between them are warm periods like now that only last for 12 to 15,000 years. And this one currently started 11,600 years ago, so we should be going back into the ice literally any day now. And then in the 1980s, it started warming up again. And curiously enough, that's when persistent contrails began also because of the change in the jet engine. The development of the high bypass turbofan changed the efficiency of the jet engine from being 20% efficient to being 90% plus. And before 1980, the particles spewed out by the jet engines were big, black, globby, partially burned, half-burned, unburned hydrocarbons. And there was a lot of debate in the 70s about this as a major environmental problem. And then after the adaptation of the high-bypass turbofan, the jet engine started spewing out particles that were clearer white. Now, with the black particles of pre-1980 jets, when it's released at altitude, ice crystals form around it, but because it's black, it absorbs solar sunlight, solar heat, and melts the ice crystals, so the contrail doesn't persist. It just stays there for a few seconds and then melts and vanishes. But after 1980, the contrails began to persist. And many people today mistakenly think that they are chemtrails, when, as far as I can tell, the release programs are using the persistent contrails as a literal smokescreen to hide the operations behind. But even the military tells us, the U.S. government tells us that persistent contrails are not a threat. They are benign. That is hogwash.
Like DU, depleted uranium, yeah.
Exactly. Persistent contrails are a severe environmental threat. And mainstream science only grasped how big a severe a threat they were in the last couple of years. Really, literally, not since it didn't hit them until after September 11th, 2001, when we had the 3 days of no-fly, and for the first time they could actually see an unmodified sky versus the previous modified skies, and were horrified at what they saw. That the amount of change in temperature between day and night was substantially different. That when persistent contrails cover 20% of the continent any given day, they cut down how much sunlight gets in during the day, reducing daytime temperatures, and they hold.
Is it that much, really? 20% on average?
On average, any given day, 20% of North America is covered in contrails.
Wow.
They hold in the heat at night, which increases the overall daily temperature. Indeed, the head of meteorology at MIT said that he believes that all of the heating over North America for the last 20 years can be laid at the feet of persistent contrails.
Well, there's your melting of the Antarctic ice cap right there.
That could indeed be it. And so the mainstream science is only starting to grasp this problem, and it has made almost no impact on mainstream media. Mainstream media hasn't yet been told how to spin it, so they're just staying mum on it.
That's all they do, too. This is just incredibly scary stuff. Earthquakes, the tsunami of December 04, very mysterious happenings there. I mean, we see that they did not make any effort, even though they had four-hour leeway in some instances, to warn these people. And then we see the big contracting companies moving in, making big bucks, just like in the wake of Katrina, of course. I'm sure you know about what FEMA did down in New Orleans. They weren't letting help get in.
Uh-huh.
50 countries, they turned them away. They cut communications cables. They wouldn't let people get out of the city to get help. This was designed to maximize the death toll, obviously. So when Halliburton came in, they got the unbidded contracts, grab all that land that was freed up from all the people dying. This is incredible.
I wouldn't want to argue any of those points. Let me say, for the record, FEMA is not what most people think it is.
Absolutely.
FEMA was created as part of COG, Continuity of Government. The purpose of FEMA was, up until the creation of Homeland Security, to run the underground bases. FEMA put 5% of its personnel, less than 5% of its budget, into disaster relief and 95% into running the underground bases.
It's a criminal organization.
Which got taken away from them by Homeland Security, and now FEMA is trying to do something they're only pretending to do up until a few years ago.
Right. It's quite a scam organization. Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
All right, guys, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio. We have Jerry Smith on as our guest, talking about weather modification. Yeah, before the break, we're talking about, you know, earthquakes, the tsunami, and the potential to utilize this technology. Of course, we know they can do that. We have that admitted by Clinton's Secretary of Defense.
Exactly. An important point to remember is that Mother Nature gives great credible deniability. It's really easy to hide a man-made event behind what looks like a natural event. And until you actually get the hard copy, until you actually get declassified papers saying they did it, you don't know with any sort of certainty that, in fact, they did it. As an example of this, during World War II, there was a project to develop a tsunami bomb. It was called Project SEAL. It was engaged in by the New Zealand government. The New Zealanders had an Australian scientist on loan to them. In 1946, he successfully detonated his tsunami bomb. Unfortunately, or fortunately as the case may be, it was too late to be used in the war. There were a couple of tests of it in 46 and 47 proving that it worked, that it could be done. The United States Department of Defense was keenly interested in it. They invited him, the head of the Project SEAL, to see the Bikini Atoll nuke shot. He respectively declined, so DOD guys went to his labs, went through his papers, and sent back a note to the Pentagon saying that if this thing had been developed and used during the war, it could have had as significant a role as the atomic bomb, and possibly more so. And this stayed secret until I think it was 1998 or 99 when the New Zealand government finally got around to declassifying those papers.
Wow. Yeah, it's right there, folks. It's in your face. You just do a little digging, and you can get Jerry Smith's book. Very informative. I'm not even halfway through it yet, but a lot of new stuff in there I hadn't realized before. And this is stuff that's, you know, again, it's out in the open. It's public information. It's not hidden. You know, government officials have come out and admitted, boasted that they're doing this stuff. I still am amazed at how blind people are to this. I mean, they not only are engaging in this, they've come a long ways. They've got it well developed.
You know, unless Dan Blather tells them to go out and do something about it, they just shrug it off.
Right. Well, interestingly enough, Mr. Blather there has kind of, it seems like he's making amends for past sins, if you will, now that he's retired, of course. He's been very critical of the media lately.
Yeah, you know, perhaps it's a bit of a deathbed confession going on.
Yeah,
but,
it's a little late, but...
You know, a lot of folks get remorse for bad actions in their life after they retire. Look at Andrew Carnegie. After, Andrew Carnegie was one of the great robber barons who ripped America blind, and then in his latter years, he decided to try and give something back, so he built libraries across the country.
You know, then you got others like Rockefeller, who I think till his dying day, I mean, he's got to be nearing the grave, that guy, and he's full speed ahead every bit as much as he ever was. In his 2002 book, he made an interesting statement, Memoirs. He said, to those who criticize me and my family as being involved in a secret conspiracy to establish world government and conspiring with other groups around the world to do so, my answer is, I answer to that charge is guilty, and I'm proud of it.
Yes. Now, I want to make a point here, and I did not get to it in the book. At the end there, I decided not to put speculation in the book, and so I had planned on a whole last chapter going into geopolitics, and then I never did it. But let me throw out here, the general RBN reader, the general RBN listener, is looking in the wrong direction for the bad guys, because there are really two teams, two different sets of globalists trying to establish their global government, and we're all familiar with Rockefeller and the banksters and the global government they're trying to create based on trade agreements that put the multinationals above the individual sovereignties of nations so that they can continue ripping us blind. That's not the real threat. The real threat, I believe, are coming from the other side of the political spectrum, from the radical left. And the radical left here is a blend of communists and environmentalists. I call them watermelons because they're green on the outside and red on the inside. These folks are convinced. I mean, the most radical extreme of them are convinced that Western civilization is simply a wrong idea, that the lifestyle we live is the wrong lifestyle, that we are not earth-friendly, we are not sustainable, that the consumer-driven economy has to be destroyed, and that while the banksters want to control the means of production so as to keep the wealth and control in their families, the eco-collectivists, they want to destroy the first world. They want to take out Western civilization and redistribute the wealth back to the second and third worlds. These folks really want to create a global government with extreme police powers. They want to create a green Gestapo.
That's your Brzezinski crowd for you.
Exactly. They want to create they want to redesign our behavior. They believe our behavior is bad. Now, I'm of sixes and sevens on this one because, for the most part, I agree with them. I agree that the consumer-driven economy is probably not a good way for humans to live. But this may well be a case of the disease being far worse than the cure.
Right. So they might recognize the symptoms, but their solution is no more less sinister than the other side.
Right. They want to reduce human population by something like 80%, and turn the first world into pre-industrial revolution standards. They want to roll back the clock to 1820.
I don't see them volunteering for population reduction.
Yeah, that's it. That is indeed. There aren't a lot of people taking Vehement up on its offer. Vehement is the voluntary human extinction movement.
Yeah, and I don't see them sending their kids over to fight these wars they seem so supportive of either.
Yeah. There are some very strange things, like the head of the Audubon Society is on record as saying, quote, "We do not believe in private ownership of property." And yet he lives on a vast estate.
Well, the UN is big on that, too.
Uh-huh.
Many of their resolutions over the years have called. I mean, you know, they're taking land away from governments and individuals too. They across the board, they don't want anyone to have private land. Again, like you said, except for themselves.
Yes, that goes back to the UN conference on settlement and habitation in Vancouver, British Columbia. I think it was 1972, where they concluded that private ownership of land, that land was too valuable a human commodity to be left to the dictates of a fickle market.
Yeah, the Habitat One and then Habitat Two conferences have been heavy on that. So, and you know, the redistribution of wealth. Brzezinski talks about that all the time. And of course, again, what that means is we keep all we got and take more of what you got and leave you with, you know.
I have a great quote from Brzezinski. Brzezinski's 1970 book, Between Two Ages, is absolute must reading. And one of the quotes I found really significant was, "It is ironic to recall that in 1878, Frederick Engels, side note, who co-authored the Communist Manifesto and a hero of Brzezinski, Engels, commenting on the Franco-Prussian War, proclaimed that weapons used have reached such a degree of perfection that further progress, which would have any revolutionary influence, is no longer possible. Not only have new weapons been developed, but some of the basic concepts of geography and strategy have been fundamentally altered. Space and weather control have replaced Suez or Gibraltar as key elements of strategy."
Yeah.
Now that's Brzezinski in 1970 telling us that weather control has become a key element of national strategy.
In that same classic work, he also talked about how in the future power will gravitate in the hands of a few who control information. It'll be possible to retrieve instantaneously all sorts of information on every individual and track their every move. He looked forward to that with anticipation.
Yeah, he firmly believed in a technocracy, only he called it the technotronic era.
Yeah, a technotronic error.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, he's a piece of work.
So my book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, is 400 pages of what I can prove about what we've been talking about today.
Yeah, excellent, excellent book, folks. And, you know, coming back to, did you want to say anything more about the tsunami, you know, the possibility of that having been rigged through an earthquake? I mean, they certainly have the technology to do this.
Right.
Let
me promote another author's book. This author is Dr. Rosalie Bertel. To give you an idea of how smart this girl is, Dr. Bertel has 6 PhDs. Dr. Bertel is one of the world's leading advocate on stopping the use of DU. She led the medical investigation into the Bhopal disaster and the Chernobyl disaster. She has won hundreds of awards from virtually every kind of organization there is. She's got a rack of awards from various UN and non-governmental agencies. Dr. Bertel looked at the Asian tsunami and realized that there was a telltale, and that is we know today that the seismic signatures of atom bombs are different from the seismic signatures of earthquakes. And she looked at the signature of the Asian tsunami earthquake and said it had the signature of an atom bomb. Now, her her most recent book, Earth's Latest Weapon of War, is absolutely fabulous book. I really wanted to include a lot of material from it. As it was, I ended up including a couple of paragraphs. But quite really, that book is about military environmental modification in the last two decades of the 20th century. And it really should just be viewed as the middle section of my book.
So she's a paranoid conspiracy theorist, too.
Yeah, and a Catholic nun.
That's interesting. Hey, you know, is there anything you recommend that can be done to counteract the effects of things like chemtrails?
You know, people ask me questions like that. You know, what is the solution? How do we solve this problem? And quite frankly, that's not my expertise. I don't know how to solve these problems. I know how to write about these problems.
Right.
The only real talent I have is the ability to write. So I recognize these problems, I document these problems, I write about the problems so that other people who do have problem-solving skills will have the information to hand and the knowledge of the necessity to go forth and solve these problems and do so.
Do you think, amongst other sinister objectives, do you think that mind control is something lying behind the chemtrails? I mean, the population is so dumbed down and apathetic.
Very much so. I'm actually trying to flip for the how
it's not just Prozac doing this.
Right. There is an article on my website. My website, jerryesmith.com. There's a section for each of my books. Weather Warfare is one of the sections, one of the books. In the Weather Warfare section, you will find an article, Secret Weather Wars, Mind Control, HAARP, and Chinese Takeout. And that has the answer to your question, that there is a very possible, and this brings us back to Between Two Ages, Brzezinski again, Nick Begich and Gene Manning, who wrote the first book on HAARP, Angels Don't Play This HAARP. I wrote the second HAARP, The Ultimate Weapon, The Conspiracy. Nick and Gene wrote an article for Nexus Magazine in which they quoted from Brzezinski talking about a proposal from Dr. Gordon J.F. MacDonald. Now, I'll give you the quote here in a moment. Dr. MacDonald was one of the nation's leading scientists in the 1960s. He was the associate director of the Institute of Physics and Geophysics at UCLA. He was on several White House advisory boards. He was a member of the JASONS. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was one of the top weapon designers on the planet, He wrote extensively about future weapons because he was helping to decide which future weapons we were really going to build. And Nick Begich talks about Dr. MacDonald saying, political strategists are tempted to exploit research on the brain and human behavior. Geophysicist Gordon J.F. MacDonald, specialist in problems of warfare, says, an accurately timed, artificially excited electronic stroke could lead to a pattern of oscillations that produce relatively high power levels over certain regions of the Earth. In this way, one could develop a system that would seriously impair the brain performance of very large populations in selected regions over an extended period. And in that article I just mentioned that's on my website, Secret Weather Wars, Mind Control, HAARP, and Chinese Takeout, I speculate that the reason why North Korea, who we talked about earlier being downwind of China and having their weather stolen from for decades and being forced to buy Chinese food, I wonder if it comes in those little white cartons, they may also, you know, that country sounds stone crazy. Not just Kim Jong-il, but everybody in the country sounds crazy.
Sure.
And I speculate that it may be an induced craziness, that that HAARP or something like HAARP may in fact be playing over their heads and reducing their mental capacity.
There's got to be something more to this than just, you know, I'm sure Prozac, like I mentioned, plays a role in this, but, you know, you just go back 30, 40 years ago, the Vietnam War era, people were taking to the streets and demonstrating and massive protests, and now there's stuff going on that far exceeds, you know, anything that we saw in the Vietnam War era. I mean, the stuff they're engaging in. We got the Pan American Union thing due to kick in 3 years. Total sellout. You know, raping of our economy. I mean, billions sent over to Halliburton and Bechtel and funding these phony oil-grabbing wars, and our economy is being hemorrhaged by jobs being sent over to China and India. You know, they're rewarding them with tax breaks to relocate. Then the few jobs we've got left are being driven down with a mass influx of illegals, and nobody's doing or saying anything about it.
Nobody except a few people in RBN.
Oh, yeah, right. People like you and I, and you know, I mean, but for the most part, the population is in a coma, and you got to wonder, is it the chemtrails? People are just so completely apathetic. It's pathetic.
I agree. There is definitely something wrong with America. But if you read people like de Tocqueville and H.L. Mencken, that's been wrong with America pretty much from the day one. We recognize that in order for the republic to work, we had to get real neighborly. We had to set aside some of our disputatious nature in order for domestic tranquility. And we have gotten to the point where we, you know, when was the last time a politician got ran out of town on a rail? I believe it was 1936.
Jeez, man, we're way overdue. Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with one more segment here talking about weather modification.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey guys, we're back for another 5 or 6 minutes or so with our guest, Jerry Smith, talking about weather modification. Just a couple quick last points here before we have to end. Boy, I got to have you back because this is, we could just go on forever with this. There's so much information to talk about here.
Yeah, we've covered about, I would say, about 30 pages out of 400.
I know. 2 hours just doesn't do it justice, especially when you get commercial breaks and callers. But I want to ask you about crop circles. Do you think it's possible that this technology might have some, I know obviously there's some forgeries going on out there too, but some of these things seem to be almost impossible to produce except through some kind of, you know, technology like this.
Yeah, I have never paid much attention to crop circles. It's not an area I have any huge interest in. I go to Burning Man, the annual art festival in the Black Rock Desert every year, and about 4 years ago, I camped with some guys who made crop circles. I mean, that was their big thing. In fact, they had a website called Circle Makers. I think it's circlemakers.com. Nice guys, fun to party with. They go out in the middle of the night and with strings and boards make elaborate patterns in the wheat.
Really? So you don't see any high-tech application here then?
Initially there was some talk up about it being calibration test patterns for space-based laser weaponry. I've never been able to substantiate those. It sounds to me like a best guess, but
right.
It's the United States has never admitted to having space-based laser weaponry. Nor did the Soviet Union ever admit to it, and yet there's a company named Elate Technologies Incorporated which offers to create hurricanes on demand, and apparently they use something from orbit to do this.
Interesting. We have a caller. Before I go to him, I just want to ask you real quick, what do you think about the movie The Perfect Storm there? It seemed awfully suspicious that these two fronts... very, very rare thing, you know, to happen like that. Do you think they were up to no good there as well?
Hard to say. It's follow the money. Who benefited from it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what, we got time for this last call here. We got John in New York. Go ahead, John.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Loud and clear.
I was just making a quick response. This goes a little bit along with what you're talking about. You're talking about how come people are not rising up like they did in the 70s. Is several of the reasons I see are Masons have taken over all our political offices mostly, and the Masons and the government has taken over the fourth estate, the media, and fluoride is the main ingredient in Prozac, and now all the municipal water supplies have been filtered with fluoride. So that kind of dumbs you down, and then somebody said that some of the fallout from the airplanes, there's a fluoride ingredient maybe in that spray.
Very good, John.
That's all I have to say, and that I'll let you go. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, John.
I think he's mostly right. Masons have always had the catbird position in the U.S. The U.S. was created by Masons, possibly
right.
For Masons. I once ran for county commissioner, and the head of the Masons in that county took me aside and said, "Son, you're not a Mason. You're not going to win."
No kidding.
No kidding. So I recognize that that's a significant problem. In fact, I wrote about that at some length in my book, HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, and the editor cut it out, and it ended up as the lost chapter in the book, Universal Seduction.
You should have told him, well, I built a stone wall in my backyard once. Doesn't that make me a Mason? Anyway, hey, look, I want to thank you for coming on. I wish we had more time. Maybe we'll have you on again sometime because this is just great stuff. I really enjoy your book. Folks, get this guy's book. Very informative. Thanks again, and guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
True. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people are